The mobile game software developer Brianna Wu is getting a lot of flack from other gamers for her call for more women in the industry and more female characters in the games. Well, our next guest is also a critic, but she's getting a character named after her. 12-year-old Madeline Messer wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post asking, "Why don't the characters in my apps look like me?" And further, and maybe something many people don't know, she asked, "Why is it that when female characters are an option, you usually have to pay extra for them, but you can play as a boy character for free?" Well, what happened after she wrote that op-ed is pretty cool. Madeline Messer joins us now from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Madeline, hi.
Hi.
Along with her dad. Hi, Mr. Messer.
Hello.
And Madeline, I want to start with you. These are mobile games you play on your smartphone. There are all these endless running games. A lot of people are familiar with them. You know, characters run, run, run. What are some of the games?
Well, there's Temple Run, and then there's like Temple Run 2, Temple Run Oz, Temple Run Brave. And then there's like once another popular one is Jetpack Joyride.
Mm-hmm. What happens in Jetpack Joyride, for instance?
Well, the idea is that you're a character who's stealing a jetpack from a lab, and you've got to dodge all these security methods put up by the lab to keep you from getting out with your jetpack.
Not that we condone stealing jetpacks from labs. But you were starting to realize what as you played these games?
Well, there aren't any girls, and if there are, you almost always have to pay for them.
Yeah. How much?
It ranged from, like, I think a dollar to $30.
That's like more than the game.
Yeah.
So you decide to do research. Your parents let you download 50 games, and you found that only 46% of the games offered girl characters. And of those 50 apps, 90% offered the boy characters for free, only 15% girl characters for free. What was your response when you realized that?
Well, I was really shocked, and I was really upset that girls weren't getting equal rights in these games.
Tell us more about that. I mean, there's also monkey characters you can play as animals. How did it make you feel not to be able to play as someone who reflected you?
Well, I was kind of upset. I mean, I don't mind so much because, you know, it's just a game, but if I'm going to be playing my games and putting my time and sometimes money into this, I'd rather be a girl.
Well, and you write, it implies something about girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. What's that? It implies that girls aren't equal to boys and that they don't deserve these characters.
All right. Well, Dad, you teach. Madeline came in and showed her findings to your students, older kids. What'd they say?
One of the things that when I talked to my students about, they were reflecting that this is not a new situation. They remember in their childhood, playing Mario Brothers and not being able to be a girl character. They wanted to be saving themselves from the monkey, not having to wait for a guy to save them. They didn't want to play Mario Kart and have a girl in a fancy dress. Maybe that was fine sometimes, but not all the time as another only option. The students that I talked to very much appreciated what Maddie was doing and saying, this was a problem decades ago. And nothing has changed.
I love you told us that your students said, we could rescue the princess when we were young, but we couldn't be the princess and rescue ourselves.
That's right. They could never be anything more than the princess being rescued and off.
And by the way, how did you and your wife feel about Maddie taking this up all the way to the Washington Post?
As a parent, it's exciting to support your child's interests. And if they want to take a topic that they see, do some research and write it up, that's exciting and one wants to be supportive of it. It is also something that is a little bit scary or just apprehensive in the sense that we know that people who are talking about these issues often get negative critique, not just on an intellectual basis based on their research, but on a personal basis.
Yeah.
And so one greets it in two different ways. One, exciting, supporting of their daughter and her interests, and also recognizing that it's a difficult topic in our society in which some people are getting very upset about.
Well, the people who are against this idea of women in characters and making the games are maybe fighting a losing cause. New research, it's being reported here in The Guardian, shows that 52% of gamers are now women, and the industry hasn't caught up. But maybe, Madeline, you're helping. We know your dad knew someone at Planet Money. He gave him your article. He passed the article to a Disney board member. It got passed around. Then you heard from Imanji. These are the makers of the Temple Run game. What did they say to you?
Well, they said that they were really interested in my article, and they also pointed out that they're opening a new character for free, and it's a girl.
She's going to be for free. You convinced this, it would seem, you convinced this huge company to do this.
That's what it sounds like, but I don't honestly know how long he's had it in the works.
But still, you got an email from this huge company. How'd that feel?
It was really cool because I've never had been in contact with someone who, like, owned a company. And I was really happy that he responded to the idea that girls weren't getting enough attention in these games.
Well, it doesn't stop there. Apparently another company asked you to do a voiceover for a character in the game Noodles Now.
Yeah. That's going to be really fun.
And they're going to name that character?
Madeline. Or Maddie.
Dad? I know you were worried and may still be, but it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. The makers of Noodle Now are going to have it be a character in Maddie's favorite color and maybe have a picture of her dog as on her back coat that flies through the air. They've been very good and just a nice reward for a person who's done a lot of research, put a lot of time in. To see something like that happen and ultimately be a reward for someone just speaking out and doing good work.
Madeline Messer, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, while we have you, a 12-year-old young woman, you are just the audience that a couple new movies are looking for. You know the two new movies, there's going to be a new Frozen movie, and then Cinderella is out. Are you? I mean, I know you play games, but do those films appeal to you as well?
Yes, Mom and I actually want to see Cinderella this weekend, and I've heard a rumor of Frozen 2, but I didn't know it was coming out anytime soon.
Madeline Messer and her dad, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And I'm sure parents across the country can't wait for the new song from Frozen 2. But if you'd like a more street take on princesses, we just want to make a quick note here. May we suggest the Princess Rap Battle videos? They're the creation of actress Whitney Avalon. The first one featured Snow White versus Elsa. It's had 24 million views. Now, these are princesses who can not only rescue themselves, but take anyone else down. The latest, the fourth video, is out this week. It showcases Buffy the Vampire Slayer star Sarah Michelle Gellar as Cinderella, throwing down against Avalon's Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Your tale is old as time, sets us back 50 years. Do your chores, clean the floors till a man just appears. You're shallow and obsessed with looks and how you're dressed. You want to live like Gaston? Please be our guest.
Oh, I'm the one who's shallow because your prince was really hairy. The beast was in the friend zone till he gave you his library. Your boys have no merit. You're jealous? Declare it. Like I've always said, if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm the American dream with a fairy tale wedding. You got teapots for friends, and I think your man's shedding. Some things are meant to be, like love at first sight. Bibbidi bobbidi booyah, he was mine before midnight.
One of my favorite lines. Cinderella sings to Belle, I'm the American dream with a fairy tale wedding. You've got teapots for friends, and I think your man is shedding. Not your grandmother's princesses. You're listening to Here and Now.